For today's food moment, we go to a military base in Fort Drum, New York. It's a mostly white rural place, so a lot of the Southerners and Latinos who are posted there find themselves pining away for their comfort food. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports on two women who started a restaurant for the soldiers' stomachs and spirits.
In the kitchen of Willie May's restaurant, Valerie Perry plates sticky barbecue ribs, steaming cornbread, and homemade mac and cheese.
Okay, this is from the soul food side.
Come on, walk with me.
Perry serves a table of four and scolds one guy for leaving his collard greens.
We didn't finish your greens, girl. What's the problem here?
Willie May's is a two-in-one joint. Perry satisfies African-American soul food lovers. Lucy Ruiz makes Puerto Rican soul food. She plops plantains in a deep fryer, then flips a golden brown pork chop in a skillet.
This is all Hispanic, and every ingredient is Hispanic.
Valerie and Lucy insist this is two restaurants, separate checks. They even buy different chicken, and they're picky about each other's food.
Well, you see, I don't like her collard greens.
You don't like those collard greens?
No. I'm not a collard green person.
And I don't like rice.
How do you guys even get along?
We get along superbly.
God is good.
We can't help but get along.
Faith brought these two women together. Valerie's pastor of a Pentecostal church in nearby Watertown. Lucy's sister is pastor of her church.
So that's how we met. We had a women's conference, and that was the Holy Ghost there. Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now their ministry offers soldiers culinary salvation.
I swear, up in New York, there's no food that tastes good to me. Like, Southern food, this tastes good.
Inez Babin of Louisiana brought fellow soldier Anthony Carter of Florida to try Willie May's. Carter says he feels right at home.
When I first walked in, it was kind of a home feeling, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, my grandma, my aunties, they up in the kitchen, my mama, you know what I'm saying, she up in there just cooking from scratch.
Valerie and Lucy spend as much time in the dining room as the kitchen. They say they need to minister to soldiers' spirits, not just their bellies, especially the ones who return from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes, when you go over there and you come back, it's a bewildered look about some of them.
And, really, you see it?
I see it. As pastor, I see that.
Lucy says after lunch, they listen and soldiers talk.
Sit there 2 hours, talking.
We just talk.
Just talking. Talk. They're just letting themselves...
This is the place of an outlet for people on post, and we're just giving what the Word of God had to say.
Lucy Ruiz says just the other day, a soldier had a religious conversion right there in the dining room amidst rice and beans and fried chicken. And that, says Pastor Valerie Perry, is soul food. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.